Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckabee. Joining us now is Sadia Zahidi, who's Associate Director of the World Economic Forum. She joins us from London. Sadia, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Now, the reason we asked you on the program is to talk about this interesting report that suggests that women not being in the financial industry is possibly one reason why this meltdown has happened so precipitously across the globe, and that one key to restoring economic health to the financial sector is getting more women at the top of financial institutions. First of all, the cause for the problems that we're exhibiting now, where have you seen this in management in financial institutions around the world, and how do you rate the companies?
Well, we're actually looking at countries. So we're looking at country rankings. We're looking at the gender gap in the most comprehensive way possible, gaps on health, education, economic participation, and political empowerment. And what we then do is do a simple correlation with country competitiveness. And what that's telling us is basically if countries have big gender gaps, they also tend to be performing poorly on competitiveness. And there's a lot of reasons that go behind that, but one of it is just very, very simple. Women make up one half of the human resources of any country. If that one half is not as healthy, not as educated as men, not being channeled into the economy, and not being made part of political decision-making structures, that country's competitive potential will suffer. Now, if we link it up to what's happening currently, you know, it's a question that we have to pose ourselves. If women were more part of some of the decision-making structures, whether it's in governance or in financial institutions, that would be reflective of a more diverse environment that allows the best ideas to flourish rather than letting one half of the population not be represented.
Well, you've talked statistically about the fact that if women aren't represented in countries and major companies inside of countries that you've ranked, mm-hmm. it's an indication that they aren't thinking strategically and competitively about their businesses. But beyond that, what do you think women bring to the table in these management jobs that would, you know, bring something fundamentally different than what men already bring?
You know, I think there's two ways to think of it. One is, of course, there's a lot of studies out there that show that women have a different style of risk aversion, are perhaps more risk averse than men. Women have a different style, potentially, of decision making, are more inclusive in their decision making, and tend to look at the best ideas out there before taking some of those decisions. So there is one set of research that says that, and that's an efficiency argument. But if we look at it just in terms of representation, if women make up one half of the talent pool, they should really be making it to the very top levels of decision-making, too,
and that's an equity argument. And the equity argument is certainly very, very strong. Quickly, before we go, what are the rankings? Who's top and who's bottom?
The Nordic countries are once again at the very top of the rankings. Countries such as Chad and Yemen and Pakistan are at the very bottom. The United States is at number 27 this year.
And, you know, what countries are near it? And is that an indication that we're declining in our diversity or increasing in our diversity?
The United States is actually, we have 3 years worth of data now, has actually been going up in the rankings. So that's certainly a very positive trend. And much of that has been driven actually by increases in political empowerment, which is one factor where the United States was ranking quite low before.
And more of that to come with this election. Sadia Zahidi, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Sadia Zahidi is Associate Director of the World Economic Forum. She spoke with us from London about gender inequality and more gender equality as a competitive driver in the world economy.